Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this channel. I'd like to welcome the return of my dad as my guest today on our program. So, Dad.
Are you, the draft's on Thursday. Are you going to be keeping...
That's huge. That's huge, right?
Yeah, of course. They show it in primetime now, Thursday nights.
It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, right?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Well, they got to show the first round starting at like 8 o'clock. And then the next 2 days are, you know, three rounds a day, and that, right, you know, takes place over like 2 hours.
Revis will be traded?
He's already traded. They traded him to Tampa Bay for the 13th pick and a conditional 2014 pick.
First round.
13th. So this year's 13th first pick in the draft is the
first
Jets
round, though.
Yeah, first round.
Right.
So they got first round and a conditional 2014 pick, which I'm probably saying is like a third round pick, it looks like.
Right.
So, but, you know, I just hope that the Jets get something that they can really, that can really help them. I mean, because it's...
Well, yeah, I mean, hope, yeah, the heck with hope. Hope means you don't do anything, you just wait.
Yeah. Well,
so, you know, like them using draft picks wisely, I don't know.
I know. Well, we have the 9th and the 13th, so, I mean, they're close together, and, you know, I kind of like picks like that, where they're close together, because if you've got a couple that you're really keeping an eye on, you can
kind of
get, yeah, you can get both, and you kind of like that. And, you know, it's not like this year, there's nobody that really sticks out in your mind. Like last year's draft class, oh, there was, especially with the quarterbacks, there's so many, and then this year, that, you know, not just in terms of just quarterbacks, but there's not much out there. I mean, there's probably good, solid players, but none that
but there's Christopher DeMille, and that's what you should be doing. You can't build a team in the draft.
No, yeah. not fully, no.
No, you can't.
No.
It's just, but is that value for Revis?
That depends.
Yes, so in today's world.
Well, it all depends. I mean, if Revis's leg makes him into a lesser defensive back, then in the end, yeah. But if he continues to be Revis Island and shuts down, that's the NFC South. I mean, you've got three big passers down there. You've got Newton, you've got Breeze, and Ryan. And, you know, they've got all those wide receivers that they can throw to, Steve Smith and who's that, Colston. Right. And so, I mean, if he shuts them down, well, good for Revis. So, I don't know. I'd like them. I guess it's value for Revis, the two picks. Well, it depends what they do. Have you thought about what the Redskins need?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about, the Redskins need more offense.
Right. Out of wide receiver, you think?
Oh, you can't. Yeah, you can't go bad with that. What about linemen?
Linemen are very important, especially with Griffin's knee. You don't know. You need more protection with him back there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what about safety?
For the Redskins?
Yeah, everybody needs safeties now. People are lining up tight ends with safeties.
Yeah, a safety would be good for them.
Playing three, sometimes.
Yeah, especially right. Especially in that.
Tight ends are hybrid.
Oh, very much so. They're big time.
So, yeah, linebackers. You know, that's a mismatch.
Yeah, yeah, it is. They need somebody there.
Safeties on them. Yeah, it's a changing league.
Yeah, no, it definitely is.
What about a kick returner?
Well, if you get a safe...
Not worth drafting for that, right?
Not just a kick returner, unless you can do something else. If you get a safety who can be a kick returner, go for it. Or even a wide receiver.
Fifth or sixth wide receiver. It's getting crazy nowadays.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're thinking about the Redskins, the last kick returner they got was Desmond Howard, and he only worked out well on, you know, 5 years later with the Packers.
Really?
Well, yeah, because he, you know, The Redskins tried to turn him into a wide receiver. That didn't work well, and they cut him after, what, like 3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, there's no real only return specialists anymore, at least coming out of the draft. There's something else, right. And then...
Well, you know, you need special teams players. And that's where these guys go before they get their chance to start.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best way on the roster.
Oh, yeah. The key to make the team is special teams, special teams, special teams.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll be keeping an eye on the draft this weekend.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I'll be having it on the radio.
That is true.
It's an all-day thing.
It is, especially Thursday, especially Friday and Saturday, especially Saturday.
Right.
Yeah. And there's probably going to be a lot of movement, too, a lot of dealings. What was it? The Niners have 13 picks in the entire draft.
Yeah, and that'll be amazing. Them and the Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots got a lot, too. I think the Falcons have a good amount, too. But
they need help. They got to spice it up.
Who, the Falcons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get up to the next level.
Yeah. I mean, prior to this season, I don't think they had won a playoff game in 3 previous years.
Right.
And then they won one, and they just couldn't get that last
right.
one.
And then Seattle's stepping forward.
They are stepping forward, and that can be a dangerous team, especially with the way they drafted last year. It wouldn't be surprising if they have just as good a draft this year.
Well, you know, it's like a head bob in that division. You know, the head bob to see who's going to be first or second, right?
Yeah. And especially between those two teams, because St. Louis and Arizona aren't quite there yet.
Right. Next weekend is the Derby.
Oh, the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, going to Foxwoods.
Nice. Going up to
Foxwoods.
Okay. Are there anybody you like in the Derby yet, or...?
I don't know. Is this horse Orb?
Orb?
O-R-B.
O-R-B. I'm not familiar with that horse.
Right. Well, I only want to be familiar in the winner's circle.
Well, of course. Especially if you got the money on him.
So I'm checking that out. Yeah. You know, it's a couple weeks away.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Okay, sounds good, bud.
All right, Dad.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So another thanks to my father for joining me on this episode. If you have any questions or would like to join any discussions, you can like me on Facebook. You can email me at everymansports@gmail.com. It's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. And I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you again for listening. Bye.